The WCSU Community Service Initiative features social service organizations that provide essential services and opportunities to residents throughout the WCSU coverage area. Today, we are featuring Interfaith Hospitality Network.
I'm the executive director of Interfaith Hospitality Network. Interfaith Hospitality Network was started many years ago up in New Jersey. Now it's called Family Promise. Family Promise has over 200 shelters in the United States. Our mission is to be kind of a hub or a central place for churches and businesses and groups. A lot of churches can't do big things to take care of the needs of homeless families, but everyone doing what they can do some great things. We're that place where they can invest their time and their finances, their donations, and put them all together to take care of these families that we take care of each year. We offer a shelter and housing for the 60 days. Then we provide classes on a weekly basis. We work with Wood Forest Bank to present a financial class. We present a parenting class working with Children and Family First. And we present a Getting Ahead class, which is basically a life skills class. And then we work with Fair Housing to present a housing class once a month. So we provide those classes to supply some skills for our clients. Our goal is so that they never have to be homeless again. We are a nonprofit, 401c3. All donations are tax deductible. All of our finances come through donations and fundraisers. We have a 5K run at the Bike Hub in Xenia. We have an Empty Bowl fundraiser, which we had the first week in October. We use over 10,000 hours of volunteer time last year. Our evening meal and our overnight hosts are almost completely provided by volunteers. We have a private host room. It's a two-bed room where they can stay and spend a night. And basically, they're there just to make sure everything's fine. And for instance, if a mom has to run to the ER because somebody woke up sick or something, you know, they report that to the staff. So it's a real low requirement volunteer time for people. And it also gives you a chance to meet some of our clients and get to know them, play with the kids and things like that. It's a real neat time to kind of introduce yourself or someone who may be interested to that part of volunteering. Jesus said that the poor you'll always have with you, and that may well be, but much bigger than that, Isaiah 58 talks about the Israelites were kind of complaining because they wondered why God wasn't answering their prayers. They said, we fast and we pray and we do all these things and nothing's happening, and God responds to them and he says, the fast that I choose is to take care of those in need, clothe those that are without clothes, to feed, share your bread with the poor, with the hungry, to lift the burden of the oppressed. Then he says, then you'll call on me and I will answer. He said, then your light will shine in the darkness. And then he says, you will be called the rebuilders of the city.
If you would like to volunteer, donate, or get more information about the workings of Interfaith Hospitality Network, please call 937-372-0705.
Today's featured community organization on WCSU was Interfaith Hospitality Network. For more information on the WCSU Community Service Initiative, call 937-376-9278 or visit our webpage at wcsufm.org. This is WCSU, Central State Public Radio.